This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Swing and a fly ball right field. Way back and a grand slam for Max Muncy. Maxwell swinging the silver hammer in the nation's capital. Wow!
This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel with the Joes, Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio from BetQL.
Welcome back. This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G. A lot has changed in Major League Baseball since we last talked. The trade deadline here. Next hour, we're going to go division by division, World Series odds, talk about how we now view the league as we go down the stretch of the season. But Joe, we got to start here. You heard the call there, Max Muncy home run. The awards, reevaluating the award races as some players have changed teams. Teams may go in a different direction here, but the players, and there was a big injury this weekend, which impacts things. Tatis Jr. out again with that shoulder issue. I think it hurts the Padres in a significant way. They might not make the playoffs, but Joe, the real takeaway, and I know you thought it right away, was what this means for your NL MVP ticket of Max Muncy. So DeGrom, so actually two big pieces of news this weekend. DeGrom, the Mets say, needs a few more weeks now to get himself together. We won't see him until September at the earliest because he's going to have to kind of up himself with innings to get maybe a minor league rehab assignment. He won't be back till September. Jacob DeGrom is not winning NL MVP making 20 starts. It's just not happening. Tatis would have been the favorite. Probably still is at the second. Acuna's out. There's only one guy left standing. His name is Max Muncy, and you have been 100-1.
I looked back this morning because I was like, man, I feel like I've been talking about Max Muncy all season, but it's been a month. I got him at 100-1 at one spot. I think it was FanDuel on July 1st. It's 1 month later. He's 4-1 this morning. 4-1. Man, this would... would it be 2.5 times the biggest win of my life? Like, that's how much Max Muncy money I got down when he was 100-1 at one spot and 70-1 at another. Like, man, this would be unreal for me. This would be crazy. So Tatis is still your leader in WAR at 4.6. Acuna second. We know he's out of the race due to the injury. And Muncy is second at 4.3. But he's not the second favorite behind Tatis. Tatis is still minus 125. We'll see what happens with the injuries. If it's 10 days and he's back and he's doing Tatis things, it's probably a nothing and he runs away with this. And he should be the minus 125 favorite. And that's why he is right now. So I get that. He is the third favorite, though. He is the third. Trey Turner, plus 350. Is the second favorite, which I found kind of interesting. Okay, he's changing teams right now. He's not available to play either. So the top two favorites in the National League MVP race are not available to play. Can we declare Jacob DeGrom officially out of this race?
He's out. I don't see how a pitcher could... I mean, we talked about this when we first started our show about a month and a half ago. What a pitcher has to do to win the MVP award. And DeGrom was pitching well enough to do it, right? To overtake position players to do it. But you can't miss 15 starts. You can't do it. Now, right. He could potentially still win the Cy Young. If he came back in September and he had 5 shutout starts, yes. I wouldn't be shocked if he won the Cy Young. But MVP, it's a different kind of award. DeGrom's out for me. So it's a matter of Tatis coming back. The Turner thing is interesting, but it's just kind of weird. Like, if a Dodger wins it, I'd imagine it's a Dodger that's been there all year, like Max Muncy, who's been really good, great all year. I don't see the Trey Turner thing happen.
Freddie Freeman's a fourth favorite. I don't understand that. I don't understand that at all. He's not in the picture to me. Is he in the conversation for you?
No.
Repeat? I mean, come on.
It's such a bad year to start. And then he got, you know, he heated up maybe 5 weeks ago or 6 weeks ago. And he's gotten really, you know, he's put some numbers together. But it feels like it's if Tatis can't come back in 2 weeks, it feels like Muncy's the favorite. I mean, I understand the Turner thing. Is there anyone else that makes any sense here? Let me throw one name.
I got one. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think he's going to continue this, but I mean, Joey Votto just hit 7 home runs in 8 days. Where's he now? You got to go down the board a little bit.
100.
Is he the new Max Muncy? He's this month's Max Muncy.
Okay, so I had another one at 100 that I liked.
Who you like?
I mean, I like relative term. Chris Taylor's 101.
Another Dodger.
And he's fourth in the national. If we're removing Acuna, he's fourth in WAR of the position players at 3.7. But yes, he's third of the Dodgers behind Muncy and behind Turner at 3.7. I don't think he's going to win it. I also don't think he should be 100-1 of the guys that could win the award. He's fourth right now in WAR, the stat they look at the most. I think that's kind of wild. So yeah. Clearly nobody's betting on him.
Let me give you one, and I don't mean to burst the bubble. But let me give you one thought on what could hurt Muncy down the stretch.
Listen, man, I think Tatis is your winner still. So
how much time, though? If he misses what? Just the regular 10-day IL stint, or are we talking about longer? Because that's...
It'll have to be longer for Muncy to have a real shot.
So let me give you the one angle why, let's say you haven't jumped on Muncy and you're waking up today and you're like, all right, who's going to win this? You don't have a 100-1 ticket like Joe. There's one issue with Muncy now with the new look Dodgers. You know what it is? A lot of his WAR has been accumulated because he plays second base as well as first, right? He's moving around the diamond and accumulating he plays good defense anywhere. I don't think he's going to move anymore, Joe. Think about the team they've assembled, right? When they're all healthy, let's say 2 weeks from now, Turner's off the COVID IL, right? He's going to play second base every day. And Seager's going to play shortstop every day. And Justin Turner plays third. The only place Max Muncy's going to play now is first base because they've assembled this all-star team. He's not going to need to move around. I wonder if his WAR doesn't accumulate at the same pace because he's, you know, just a first baseman the rest of the season. It could hurt.
May I make one counterpoint to that? About Turner,
yeah,
you might see Trey Turner in center field.
Oh, you could
on that team, yeah,
yeah. So Muncy was still playing.
No more Bellinger at first,
throwing the ball 40 feet over third base.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that also would go to help Turner, right? Turner would be more versatile there, and it would help his WAR. It feels like a Dodger's going to win if it's not a Padre.
That was my angle with Muncy, that he had that WAR of the highest WAR of all the Dodgers, and he still does. Okay, so REP Paul Aspen asked me what I consider a cash out, and that's a fair question. I thought about this a little bit yesterday. One of the sites that I have a bet on Muncy is not offering it right now. Another site that I got 100-1 is offering a cash out. That cash out is a little bit more than 15. It's about 15 times my bet.
So how high does it have to go for you to say, all right, I'll just take it?
It's not there. It's like, not there.
If he goes off for the next week while Tatis is sitting out, that your cash out figure probably jumps.
It could help. Yeah.
Yeah. You might think about it then.
There's no reason to do it now when Tatis is out, right?
Right. They're tempting you to do it now. Just wait. Just wait on it. All right. So the NL MVP is in a flux here.
Votto might be worth something. They could get a playoff spot.
That's it. If Joe, everyone loves Joey Votto, right? If Joey Votto hits the Reds to the playoffs, what a story. Especially, you know, he's been there forever.
That's worth a bet. That's worth a bet for a wide open race. You're right.
I like that one. All right, how about the AL? Just big picture stuff. You know, Craig Kimbrel goes to the White Sox. Lance Lynn, Joe, right now is now the favorite to win the American League Cy Young Award.
Yeah.
What do you make of that? I mean, we've now moved away from Gerrit Cole. So on right now on FanDuel, you can find Lance Lynn at -105, so you know, just a little bit less than even odds. Gerrit Cole is now up to plus 220. Carlos Rodon, the teammate there of Lance Lynn, is plus 350.
I don't understand it. I don't. So I've gone on record. Once the sticky stuff was going on, Cole's numbers dipped, goes through that bad stretch. He should not have been the favorite. They finally removed him as the favorite, and this didn't happen until last week. And there have been two starters on the White Sox that have been up there all year. You mentioned Lance Lynn, who is now the favorite at minus 105, which I think is completely insane. How about a teammate of his that has a higher WAR, who hits everything that you're looking for in a Cy Young Award winner, at least what I've seen in the past with how their voters are handling it, with the high strikeout rate, lower ERA, and all that stuff. It's his teammate Rodon, and he's plus 350. Is that the most value on the board? No, but Lance Lynn's fourth in WAR, and he's the favorite. Why?
It's because of his ERA right now. Like I'm looking at
last couple of years because he's been strong. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, right now Rodon's ERA is around 2.4. Gerrit Cole's at 3.11, and Lynn's at what, 2.07?
Yeah,
I mean. Look, if the season ended today, I get it to an extent. They might give it to him. He's had a ton of starts. He's racked up a ton of innings. He has the lowest ERA of the three of them. He has an ERA a run lower than Gerrit Cole. But this is not – the season doesn't end today, right? We're projecting this out. And as long as Rodon stays healthy, I don't see why he's going to stop being as effective as he's been. I mean, he's been unbelievable this season. I like those odds on – I mean, Rodon's plus 350. It's pretty good.
Look. I mean, we talked about it when he was 60, and that felt like forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
Eovaldi plays in the Boston market, and if not the restaurant, but if they win the AL East when nobody expected them to, and Eovaldi's a big reason, I know he doesn't have the strikeouts, and the ERA isn't as great as you would like, but he leads. He's tied for the lead in the American League with pitcher WAR with Gerrit Cole at 3.9. You got to look at that, and he's still 40-1.
Yeah, it's considering the other three are kind of bunched together, right? Minus 105, plus 220, plus 350. He's way in the back. There's some value on that. Is he the Joey Votto of the AL Cy Young? They're just like, take a flyer.
What do you think? What do you think, media brethren? Do you think they're going to vote for this guy to be AL Cy Young?
Here's what would have to happen. Lynn and Rodon would have to hit some rough patches here. I just think if someone's ERA is a run better than everybody else, they're probably going to win. And Lynn's at 2.07. Rodon's at 2.49. Where's Eovaldi's ERA? 3 what?
It's 3.71.
Yeah, so he's on he's
a 2.65 FIP.
He's 1.69 ERA worse than Lynn. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
What about Manaea? Yeah.
He's been hot.
ERA's 3.01.
Yeah, he's the next one that could creep under three. And then you all of a sudden you're in that conversation. Look, 3 months ago, this was Gerrit Cole's award. Then it became like, oh, I guess a White Sox. Now it feels pretty wide open. I would pick Rodon right now.
Three of the four awards are wide open. AL MVP for Otani is the only one that in my mind is settled right now. Yeah. What about Berríos if he goes on a tear?
Could. What's he, 60-1 right now?
Yeah.
New team. He gets the advantage of staying in the same league, which helps. You know,
let's pat ourselves on the back a little bit more. We told people to get Robbie Ray at 100. He's 30 now.
Listen, we tried to help him. The question is, does he have to face the Red Sox anymore? Because those guys hit him around. If he's done with them, bet him. On the other side, we got more baseball to talk about. The league has been reshaped. How does it affect division futures, World Series futures after the trade deadline? We'll go through and break it all down. This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel on the BetQL Network.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Bowl and Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Bowl and Branch hallmark, signature vintage wash sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code Odyssey and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to bowlandbranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
On the hands, a flare into left center field, then Mookie tracks down, turns and heaves back to first. First start at second base this season, just his second since he was a rookie.
What a beautiful play.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel with the Joes, Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio from BetQL.
Rob Domofsky, he doesn't want any of this. I can't. Every time I hear that promo from MGM tonight, I crack up. Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio with you another hour here on the BetQL Network. We are presented by FanDuel. Want to go over some of the futures now that the trade deadline is coming gone back on Friday afternoon, which was kind of weird. And like, okay, trade deadline. Now we're going into the weekend. Let's see what happens with the series. And we saw a bunch of sweeps with teams that added players. What do you know? Some juice added to the lineup. So we're going to line them up in about 20 minutes on today's games. Not a great card. Only 8 games going on. 1 afternoon game and some division value and futures. But I feel like we did a solid job, Joe G, breaking down the NL MVP, AL Cy Young. We've got to address the NL Cy Young a little bit here because it's not over. We thought it was going to be over. It is far from over with all the DeGrom news that has come. And of the 3 races that we've been discussing, I mean, I don't know. I'm biased because I have a Muncy ticket. But the NL Cy Young Award might be the most thrilling one. DeGrom is now plus 900 on FanDuel. Plus 900. We've got Wheeler. He's not the favorite. Who's the favorite?
Your boy, Bueller? Walker Bueller.
Bueller. I threw him out. Oh my God, take a flyer on Bueller. Now he's a favorite.
All the Dodgers. Just put your money on all the Dodgers.
I don't even agree with this. I don't think he should be the favorite. Who do you think should be the favorite?
And I think Gausman's had a great year. Wheeler's, I like Gausman the best, but the one thing about Walker Bueller, Joe, is he pitches a lot of innings. He'll just go 7, 7, 7, 7. He doesn't get hurt. He might be the smartest bet of that group. The one thing about Zach Wheeler is he's never had a full year like this. He puts together halves, and I wonder, can he continue this over the course of the rest of the season? Gausman's had some physical issues, a little hip here and there. Bueller's the one guy I feel like start to start. Don't you just expect 7 innings, 2 runs, 5 hits? 7 or 8 strikeouts. So you just kind of know what you're getting.
I'd make Burns the favorite.
Yeah, the Brewers guys, I look at those guys as the most interesting ones here.
Yeah. Well, there's a big gap, though, too. Like, as far as war, Burns is 4-9. Woodruff is 3-9. If we're strictly looking at war, there's a top 3. Then there's a drop-off. But the odds say, no, we don't buy into that at all. We're not buying into that. So you've got Wheeler at 5.0, Burns 4-9, DeGrom 4-9. Gap to Woodruff at 3-9, and then Bueller's fifth in the National League at 3-4, even though he's the favorite. So, okay, let's run down this again so we don't confuse people too much. Wheeler is plus 400. He's got the highest war, second highest war. Burns, plus 450. DeGrom tied with Burns at plus 900. Then Woodruff, plus 450. Then Bueller, plus 300. Then an ocean down to Trevor Rogers, who has the 6th highest war in the National League
at plus 6,500. Do you like anything here?
Well, my first thought when I saw this today was, if you still think DeGrom is going to do this, and I still think he will if he comes back when they say he's going to come back, which obviously is uncertain right now, don't you wait a couple more turns through? Because just right, one of these or two of these guys will have two or three good starts, right? The next 2 weeks, maybe it's Bueller, maybe it's Burns, Woodruff, whatever. So the gap's going to grow. DeGrom's going to sit idle. His number will only get worse or better for you as time goes along. Don't you wait 2 more weeks? DeGrom's not coming back in 2 weeks. He's not coming back until September. If you wait 2 weeks, where does DeGrom fall to?
Yes, you wait.
You wait, and then you grab him, and if he comes back in September and pitches like he has all year, he probably still wins?
So he has 15 starts. If he gets to 20, can he win it?
I think he can. If he's at 20 with a sub-1 ERA, and again, we're projecting him to come back and pitch like he did before he went out.
I think that's the play. I think you're right.
Just wait.
Because if we're going with Wheeler or Burns or even Bueller or Woodruff, we're just kind of guessing. We hope one of the five or six is going to have an incredible run over the last couple of months of the season. But yeah, betting wise, that's the spot. You wait until late August, then you bet on DeGrom.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I mean, I'm just happy one of us is going to win and you'll win the Muncy MVP ticket.
Oh, because my DeGrom
MVP ticket just it went out the trash.
Listen, I've got to pick up a Votto ticket now.
It's the 100-1 thing. When you find a guy at 100-1, you take him and you watch the run start.
Yeah, we could have said it at some time about Schwarber too, though.
Yeah, we did. we probably did actually. I think we actually did.
Well, it was a big number, but there are three races going on. If you see a big number that you like, that you can see happening over the last couple months of the season, three are wide open, and I think that's fun. You know what else is wide open? Some of these divisions. Let's go through them. Let's start on the National League side. How about the West? We know Washington sells Washington. I'm thinking of the East. Let's start with the West. Bryant, Scherzer, Turner, all joining the division. The narrative has been the West is going to own the two wild card spots. Do we need to move on that, Joji?
Yeah, I think we do need to move on that. So a couple things stand out to me, Joe, on this. Number one, the Padres did not do enough at the deadline. Like, they got some help, right? Adam Frazier's a really good player, and they had a Daniel Hudson for the bullpen. They didn't address their starting pitching. That's the starting pitching depth. We know Blake Snell stinks. We talk about it every week on the show with Jake Hassan. Their starting pitching depth isn't good enough. And Joe, look at it. The Reds play a significant portion of their schedule left against teams like the Cubs and the Pirates. Like think about what they have to do in the West. The Padres have to play the Giants and Dodgers still, a good amount of times. Who are the Reds playing? Other than playing the Brewers, the rest of that division is garbage. And the Cubs just went from underachieving to garbage. The Pirates are garbage. I think the Reds have some mojo here, and they have some guys coming back. They've gone on this run with Al Castellanos, who's been hurt. They're 4 games back right now of the Padres. They've got a real shot to win that second wild card.
I don't see odds at the moment on Padres to make the playoffs, because I'd be curious about that number. On Fangraphs, they're saying 77% chance San Diego makes it. Cincinnati, obviously the team they're fighting with, 23% chance. So they're giving the other 23% to Cincinnati. Makes all the sense in the world. Would you bet on San Diego or Cincinnati to make the playoffs? Odds always matter. So
yeah, if I get great odds in the Reds, I would take them. I just felt all year like the Padres were waiting to turn it on until like October. They might not make October. And now they're without Tatis for at least 10 days here, which is obviously significant for them. It's almost the opposite of the Mets. Doesn't it feel like the Mets can just get by and probably find a way, even if DeGrom misses another month? I don't feel the same about the Padres. At the very least, this is dicey now. They're not a lock to make the playoffs.
On Friday, hours before the trade deadline, I'm on the air on this show talking about the Giants' value at 250 and 260. And so now on Monday morning, it feels like it's gone. It's plus 145, but maybe it isn't gone because they still have the Dodgers at minus 170, 3 games back for the West.
So I think the consensus probably is right now the Dodgers will overtake the Giants with Scherzer and Turner. Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure, Joe. They only have 3 games left against each other head-to-head all year. They've played 16 of the 19. It's over. They went 8-8 against each other. They have one more series. That's it to swing this whole thing. And I looked at it this morning, Joe. between these two teams, this could be the division. The Giants still have 19 games left against the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. The Dodgers only have 12. That's a 7-game difference. And the Giants are, you know, operating from a 3-game cushion. Will the Dodgers play 4 games better than the Giants the rest of the year? I don't know.
Well, that's fair what you're saying. And if I were to pick a team, forget the odds, I would pick the Dodgers. However, I just don't think there's enough value on the Giants anymore, even though they do have that 3-game lead.
Yeah, last week would have been the time to do it before the deadline, when the Dodgers were getting everybody and the Giants hadn't yet gotten Chris Bryant. That would have been the time to take the Giants. Actually, 2 months ago would have been the time to take the Giants. And you got them at plus 350, plus 400.
Okay, I found a spot that has Reds to make the playoffs. What number would you need to bet that? I also have a Padres number.
So give me the Padres first, then I'll tell you what I need on the Reds.
Okay, Padres know to make the playoffs plus 390.
Ooh, it's pretty good.
If one happens, they're both happening, right?
That's it. So you could do them both. Reds to make the playoffs plus 450.
Mm-mm.
What do you got?
More value on the Padres? No, because the Reds, yes, is plus 310.
Well, I guess they're projecting the Reds could still steal the Central somehow because they have that going for them.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
It's not happening. No to the Padres plus 390.
Mm-hmm.
I might jump on that.
That's worth a look. Worth a look. All right, we talked a little bit about the NL Central. What about the NL East? All year we've been waiting on a team to jump up and catch the Mets. Every day, look up. Let's see what it is. 3.5 or 4? It's 3.5 or 4. We're back to 3.5. Mets lead over the Phillies. The Braves still sitting there at 4. They're 2 games under 500. Okay. Odds to win the division. Mets are at 65%. Phillies at 20%. Braves 14%. Nationals 0.2%.
Since the All-Star break, all three of these teams are 8-9. Nothing. You know why we keep saying
it? I hate
it? Because
this division.
Literally nothing changes. It's the same thing every day. The Mets have sat between 3.5 and 4.5 up on the Phillies every day since the All-Star break.
Yep.
Look, I actually like what all three of these teams did. I thought the Mets probably needed to add another pitcher, but okay, they got Trevor Williams. They got Baez, right? That was that deal. The Braves have created a whole new outfield of platoons with Duvall coming in there. Jock Peterson is in there. Jorge Soler is a DH is in there, whatever. They got, and then the Phillies want to get Kyle Gibson. They get Ian Kennedy, which will help. Look, 82, 83, 84 wins is winning this division. The one thing that keeps standing out, have you looked at the run differentials in this division? It's the Braves. The Braves are the only team in the positive. They're plus 49. So I think the best bet's on the Braves.
But it's only plus 400.
I know. It's not. You wish it was more.
Yeah. Speaking of wishing for more, didn't you wish the Phillies would do more?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, but I mean, it's like all these teams are going all in. Chips in the center of the table. And there's the Phillies. They're right there with the Mets. I'd say right there, 3.5 games, even though it's been 3.5 forever. But they don't go all in. Why?
Well, the other thing that drove me crazy.
You roll your eyes.
Yes. So listen, Ian Kennedy's not great, but he's an upgrade in the bullpen. They needed that.
Okay.
But now they're almost like cutting their nose off despite their face. They're moving Ranger Suarez, who had been decent as their closer last couple weeks, into the rotation because they have the rotation issues. Instead of getting another starter and having a good bullpen, now we're just going to sub one guy out for the other, and it's still 6 guys in that bullpen you don't want coming in the game. It's just it's frustrating. This is what they do, though. And also, they traded their former top prospect. Spencer Howard a year ago was the Phillies' untouchable prospect. He went for Kyle Gibson and Ian Kennedy. It's just... Mets or Braves or Phillies? Who do you got?
I don't want to root for any of them. I hate them all.
But I will say, the Mets.
I will say, yeah, I think it's going to be the Mets just because nobody can gain any ground. I have no trust at a time. I trusted the Braves, not anymore, and the Phillies. Whatever, man. You didn't do enough. You didn't prove enough to me at the deadline. And I will say, I talk about the Mets Metting as much as anyone. But the middle of that infield is so sexy, dude. With Lindor and Baez
they love playing together. Baez is gonna love playing with Lindor. I wonder if it gets Lindor going. You know, when he gets on the field again, if he starts hitting,
maybe
because he didn't hit. Yeah, he might.
Yeah,
yeah. That's, I mean, they have the highest upside. Let's just be real. If any team out of this division can win a playoff series, could beat the Brewers in a first round series. It's the Mets.
And maybe one day their pitchers will actually be healthy. That'll be fun.
Yeah, they've been saying this for 5 years. If we ever get this rotation all healthy, we'll win it all.
We've all been saying it. This is BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel. Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, taking a look at some opportunities to jump in on some MLB futures now that the trade deadline is come and gone. How about in the American League? The AL East is fun. We've got four of the five teams, not just barely over 500, significantly over 500. The Jays have the best run differential. Odds to win the division. Red Sox, 42%. Rays, 40%. Yankees, 12%. Blue Jays, 6%.
You get 10-1 on the Yankees if you wanted to take it.
They are seven games back after the weekend sweep and barely gain any ground.
I know. See, I like the Yankees and Blue Jays to make runs here, Joe, with the wild card. The only issue is they play each other a lot in September, which means every night one of those has to lose when they play. I mean, if you hope both of them are making it, or you have some money on one or the other, you hope one team kind of just takes it to the other because then it's a bunch of wins. But that could hurt both of them here. They have to play each other in September.
Yeah. I'd like to bet on New York or Toronto, but that's going to be too difficult.
The Red Sox collapse, then it's going to open a spot. And that Red Sox pitching, it's worried me for 2 months now. I don't think they have enough.
To make the playoffs, Yankees, yes, are plus 128 on FanDuel. Toronto, yes, is plus 146. Thought I'd get a little more.
Yeah. If I get 150, 175 on each, I feel like one of them is going to be there. I just don't know which one because they play each other seven times.
World Series odds for one of those teams? Let's talk about all the AL East teams. You've got the Rays at 11-1. That's the shortest number. Then the Red Sox, 12-1. Yankees, 27. Toronto, 30.
30 on Toronto? Might get in?
Yeah.
Ryu, Ray, Barrios?
Not bad.
Interesting.
Not bad. With Joe G, I'm Joe O. This is BetQL Daily, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on the BetQL Network. We are going to line them up next. Get you set for the day in Major League Baseball, side totals, player props. Next, keep it locked on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.